Thank you very much. That's the title track from our new record. She's been variously described, but one way it was described that I liked a lot was as a depressed Burt Bacharach. So. But anyway, speaking of the classics, and speaking of being old, well, actually, let me tell you the story about being old. Not that we're old, but recently I sort of came to face to face with something. We went on tour. We went to this country called Iraq. I don't know if any of you have heard of it. It's been a little trouble there lately. So we went over there to play for U.S. troops over there. Wonderful experience, and it's really weird to come back and say, man, I had a lot of fun in Iraq, you know. in fact, recently my agent called me up and said, hey, do you want to do go and play in England in April? And I said, you know, man, I'd rather go back to Iraq than play in England. The weather's really bad there, so you know, I have this problem with playing. Okay, anyway, yeah, the food, you're absolutely right, it was better. Okay, so the point is, we go to Iraq, and one thing that I was surprised when we got over there is that the age of our troops there's so many National Guard and Reserves serving there, and a lot of contractors, too, on all the bases. And people are closer to our age, and a lot of people are very familiar with a cracker. I remember landing at one base, and the colonel was immediately like, are you going to play any Camper Van Beethoven songs? This is in Tallil. Anyway, wow, you know, this is kind of cool and stuff. But the very first night we were there, we were setting up for sound check, and some guard or reserve guys came over and they go, you won't fucking believe this, but man, our plane is leaving in like 2 hours. We're shipping out. We're going home. And we're not going to be able to see the show. And there's a bunch of us who like Cracker. And so anyway, we could hear a couple songs. I was like, well, we're setting up for sound check. We probably could play four or five. And so they ran back to the airstrip and came back with like these 30 guard guys and gals. I should say gals, because half the time our security were these women about this tall with like M16 or M14 rifle, M4 rifles. And we played some songs for these guys. We took photos and stuff and hung out and signed things for them and stuff like that. And meanwhile, there's a young infantryman that happens to be walking by, sees that there's a band setting up, and he kind of watches this whole thing take place. And then afterwards, he goes, so you guys are the real Cracker, right? You're not Uncle Cracker, right? It's a young guy. Like, he's like 19, infantry, gung-ho, like... Anyway, and I was like, yeah, we're the real Cracker. And he goes, dude, my parents are going to totally freak out when they find out that I saw a Cracker play. This happened not once, but at least three times that I could remember while we were in Iraq. But anyway, so we fuck around and do this song at soundcheck all the time, but since that happened, I've decided that we're actually going to do this in a show.